Track 13, and now we come to sport. And we'll start off with cricket. Abbots Kurzweil's first 11 made it 3 wins on the reel in the C Division West and 55 points out of 60 in the process when they overturned Chudley by 4 wickets. Abbots had the runs knocked off by the end of the 19th over, although not without a few issues. C Division West leaders Ipplepen continued their charge with a 7-wicket cruise over Kingsbridge. The Pens have won all 7 games to start. They were rained off against Abbots Kurzweil on day 1, which has given them a 38-point lead over distant chasers Cornwood second 11. Meanwhile, something's got to give for South Devon this Saturday when Hatherley, second 11, are visitors for the basement battle in C Division West. As neither side has won a game so far this season, one of them is going to come away happy. South Devon's latest setback was a 177-run pounding away to Paignton's second 11, who amassed 301 for 4 in 45 overs. It was the third time this season a side has topped 300 against South Devon. Bovey Tracy's second 11 put some distance between themselves and the B Division bottom two with a 19-run win over visiting Braunton. A 5-wicket haul for teenage seamer Lewin Matthews de Menez, the first of his adult career, helped Braunton limit Bovey to 161 all out. Despite a dogged half-century from opener and captain Sam Reddick, Braunton came up short on 142 all out. Ipplepen, second 11, fell to a 43-run defeat at the hands of Tavistock, second 11, in the D Division West. Veteran campaigner Steve Luffman plundered a century, 16 fours, 2 sixes, 100 deliveries, as Tavistock rocked along to 279 for 4. And now we come on to running. Fit to run coach and experienced runner Mandy Robson was amongst those to compete the Unborn Hug 10K on Sunday, June the 21st in the Sunshine. Expertly organised by the Axe Valley Runners, there was an elevation of 240 metres over the 10K course. It was not an easy one at all, especially in the heat, but the beauty more than made up for it. Starting and finishing in Unborn Village Hall, 3 miles north of Colliton, the event includes some lanes, 75% off-road, and a chance to run through woods and the scenic Widworthy Estate. The marshals were very friendly, and the medal a beautiful pottery one, so all in all, a good day was had. There were no results available at the time of the article submission, but Mandy certainly acquitted herself well. And finally, boxing. Jed Baker continues to box his way to success in 2026, and his latest action was in the capital. Back in April, the Kingstainton fighter earned a 9th Western Counties Championship title and qualified for the National Amateur Championships as a result, where he reached the semi-finals before a controversial exit. At Alexandra Palace this weekend, an iconic British venue for boxing and sport in general, Jed competed in the Haringey Box Cup and brought home gold. In his own words, Jed said, "It was great experience boxing in a venue like the Alexandra Palace for the second time." And that's the sport for this week.